Welcome to the Azure Podcast, a weekly podcast to keep you up to date on what's new on our cloud platform, Microsoft Azure. Your hosts, Cynthia Crane, Evan Basilik, Suji DeMello, Kendall Roden, Kel Teeter, and Russell Young discuss a different service or solution on each show, with subject matter experts to explain how to get started, how different services work, and how to make decisions in tricky scenarios. You can find out more about our podcast at azpodcast.com or follow us on Twitter at Azure Podcast.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Azure Podcast. I'm your host, Evan Basilik, and we are recording. This is episode number 378, talking about VM Scale Sets Flex with Jerry Steele. And this is being recorded on Wednesday, May 19th, on a beautiful day here in North Carolina. I don't really know why I'm in the house at this point. I do have Kale and Sajit here as well. And so why don't we get into our news?
Yeah, I got two things. But also on the title of this, I expect, you know, for our listeners who look at our stuff on YouTube, Jerry's going to stand up and flex whenever we start talking about this.
I'm prepared to underwhelm everyone with my extremely mediocre strength.
Anyway, some of the news. So I got two things here. One of them, we've talked about this a few times about some of our work in the space program, in Azure Space, I guess we call it. But the new acronym for this, I didn't see this before, but in this blog post, they're talking about some of the data analytics and some of the components that they've been working on in this space, and they call it Commercially Augmented Space Inter-Network Operations. Just think of it as casino.
Okay.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Somebody had to work really hard, I think, to come up with that.
Why you want a gambling type thing for when you're going into space? That doesn't seem like that's on brand to me, but that's just me.
Yeah. Good one.
Anyway, it's actually like some of the stuff they worked on that transforms, you know, the data, as we mentioned, across like industries from, we've used the same technology we did in agriculture and ecology studies, sustainability, disasters, and all that kind of stuff. So it's basically evolution of that. Pretty neat article here about how they have an Azure Stack Edge in the back of a truck that they were using to do some of this stuff, like on this, I guess it was a test or whatnot they were doing here. And then they talk about some of the components that make that up, like the event-driven architecture, how it works with the cloud, the infrastructure as code, all the pieces that kind of go into building space analytics, which is pretty neat to be talking about. Second one is around Linux. So this is one I don't have a ton of experience with. Maybe others on the podcast do, but I work a lot with Ubuntu and Red Hat and things. But the other big one, and if I mispronounce it, people will kill me, but I call it SUSE, I think, Linux. There's Suze, actually a SUSE. There we go. Suze. It's they have like a conference going on. It's actually going on right now. So today's May 19th. We're actually right in the middle of it. And Microsoft's participating in it. It's a 3-day. I think it's free. So if for those who are listening, you could go look at this will probably air after that, but you can go look at the recordings. But basically, it talks a lot about what we're working on with in this space with their enterprise server. Very similar things to what you've seen with other Linux brands, where we have this hybrid benefit for licensing, a lot of new integration that we built around this thing called Gravity Stack for SAP, high performance computing, their kind of update stuff and Azure Arc and whatnot. So interesting, one of our Linux variants. So for folks who are running that variant, you might want to take a look at that in the conference that's going on.
And I believe, Kale, that SUSE Linux is popular in Europe. I believe it's German company, right? Or something of that nature.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I have one which kind of sneaked up on us over here. This is Azure Keyboard, right? The service that we all love because it protects us, keeps every application secure. I think pretty much every application uses Azure Keyboard in some form or another. And they quietly raised the SLA from 99.9 to 99.99. Which is huge, right? Because think about it. In the past, we've had to, make provisions, like have a primary Azure Key Vault and a backup Azure Key Vault and do some kind of, magic to make sure we get secrets consistently all the time. Now, maybe that's not necessary, right? 99.99 is pretty good within the region. And that just, you know, for free, you get it there. So all the more reason to use Azure Cable.
Yeah, I think that's neat. I wasn't aware of this particular work going on, but I think, you know, between that and, you know, we saw the AAD SLA, you know, at the beginning of or end of April, beginning of April, got bumped as well, right? I mean, it's just we're continuing to invest in the resiliency. Although I will disagree, even unless it's 100%, which none of them ever will be, you always need some level of resiliency. That reliability engineer in my title making, that's a disclaimer I have to make. So no, that's great. Cynthia, any news from you? Okay, cool. Well, great. Yeah. So with that, let's go over to our special guest. Jerry, if you could introduce yourself, Flex, and then, you know, share what we do at Microsoft.
Except I'm in the Pacific Northwest, so I've got my, you know, my standard issue plaid, you know, lumberjack shirt on. So I got the guns, but, you know, you just can't see it.
It's the shirt's problem. It's the shirt's fault, right? Yeah, it's okay. So, tell us what you do for Microsoft.
Yeah, hi, team. My name is Jerry. I'm with the core compute team in Azure. In particular, I look at our, you know, sort of at scale offerings, particularly virtual machine scale sets. But a lot of us are sort of jack of all trades. You know, I focus on scale sets, but, you know, there's enough things going on with compute that, you know, lots of people can jump in lots of things. Just had been at Microsoft for about 5 years now. It's been a great, I just got my crystal. I'm very excited about that. Been a great journey to get here. I started as a UX person, you know, sort of like on the portal team for Azure, and then I became a PM for compute, and then owned some of the compute experiences for the portal. And then there's opportunities to sort of continue to go deeper and deeper down. So here I am.
Yeah, no, great to have you. So, you know, I had reached out to you because, you know, we announced, you know, VM at the initial releases of the VM Scalesets Flex. And, you know, I think, you know, what is, help us understand, like, what is Flex?
What is this thing?
Yeah, what is it? Like, why do we have to create this thing?
So we call it Flex. First of all, let's call it the full name. The marketing team will come and marketing police will come if I don't give it the full name. We're virtual machine scale sets with flexible orchestration. Or VMSS Flex for short. So I imagine lots of people on this call are familiar with VMs and scale sets and know everything about it, some either. So for those folks that, you know, want just what exactly this thing, it's an evolution of the scale set products. Virtual Machine Scale Sets is our product that allows you to, you know, basically create a VM template and stamp out up to 1,000 VMs. This is an evolution of that product to allow you to scale up and down with just sort of regular Azure VMs rather than sort of the more limited scale set VMs that we kind of gave you access to before. Now, just regular old VMs in the system. Still up to 1,000 and all that. And really, this new system takes advantage of, you know, sort of like the best next generation deployment platforms that we have internally to get you those 1,000 VMs more quickly, more reliably in the way that you want. So that's for those of you that already know scale sets, that's a high version. Let me step back a little bit and sort of paint the bigger picture.
Yeah, so Jerry, just a quick double click on what you just said there.
Yeah.
Regarding VMSS, as I think you said that it's only available for specific SKUs. Is that what you said?
Let me come back to that one in a second. We're still in preview, so we're still bringing up some.
I didn't know that restriction existed in the existing VMSs. If that's how you
it doesn't. We'll get there. We're gonna get that parity. We're just not quite there yet. But let me tell you, just step back and sort of tell you the big story. So, anyone coming, you know, to do any kind of, you know, sort of real production application on Azure, you got to think through your availability story. How resilient do I need to be to failures? Do I need to have multiple replicas? If I'm doing like a quorum-based application or something like that, do I need to separate it across fault domains or zones, or what do I need to do? You got to think about scalability. You know, how big is this thing going to be? Am I ever only going to need 3 VMs, or am I going to, you know I need 3 today. I'm going to need 100 tomorrow. If I'm lucky, I'll need 700 next month. You know, so you've always got to think about, you know, availability and scalability. Well, the way that Azure kind of was before we did the flexible orchestration mode, you really almost had to choose, right? If you wanted high availability, you wanted to make sure that, you know, I'm doing something like a database cluster. I need to make sure that I have replicas up and that, you know, some percentage of those VMs are always up at a particular time. The answer we had was a product called availability sets. And that would allow you to separate those VMs across fault domains, basically separate physical racks in the cluster. And I don't know how this is audio. I'm sorry. So I'm doing air quotes, but you can't you can't see that. Roughly physical racks. But we limited you in scale. That was sort of one of the first grouping mechanisms we had in Azure. And so you're limited to 200 instances in that world. So if you wanted to go bigger than that, you got to deal with multiple AV sets or things like that. It also wasn't zone aware. So if your availability or resiliency strategy had to do with availability zones, couldn't help you there. You got to find something else. On the other side, you have something like scale sets. And that's the scale sets that we have today. We call that scale sets in uniform orchestration mode. Great. We solved the scale problem. You can go up to 1,000. You can spread them across zones. You give us a template and we stamp out, you know, copies of those VMs across zones if you want. But because we needed to maintain control to be able to scale up and scale down, we kind of put some limits on that. We said that, you know, you can only have one kind of VM size. You know, whatever you define in the template, that's what we can stamp out. And that's kind of all you could have. We actually gave you a different API for those. We don't allow you to have as full control over the NICs and the disks because we needed to maintain some control in order to scale those in and out. So the upshot was for a customer, you really had to understand all the ins and outs of Azure. I like to say you had to have like an Azure PhD in order to know where you wanted to land, you know, on day 100. So with VMSS Flex, it's really our opportunity to kind of take everything we've learned about, you know, how we want to run our data centers, everything we've learned about customers want, and really just simplify the platform and make it possible to do the things that you want to do. So with VMS, it is a scale set. So you're still defining a template and defining a capacity and saying, okay, give me 10 or 100 VMs that look like this template, spread them across zones, spread them across fault domains, however I want to do that. So you can use it like a scale set to do today, but you can also use it like an availability set where I want to place specific instances into this grouping. So say I know that I have these three VMs. I want to configure this one just the way I like it and place it in fault domain one. And I have this other one that I configure exactly like I like it and place it in fault domain two. You can do that as well. When we stamp out those so you can kind of mix them. So again, this is that flexibility that's coming into it, right? If you want to auto scale based on metrics, auto scale based on a schedule, you can have that flexibility. If you want to, cherry pick, I've got this pet that I love and I want to craft it and put it, you know, place alongside those that I scale out. You can do that as well. So that's sort of where the flexibility starts, but not where it stops. Now you can have lots more heterogeneity in your environment. You can say, hey, give me a few specific VMs that I like. I want to make sure these three are always there. But when you scale out with these really cheap ones, right? You know, just allow me to burst. Or scale out with, you know, I want some large on-demand VMs that, you know, that I want to maintain, but scale out with spot VMs. Right? You know, so it really gives you that, you know, or, you know, I have a three Windows servers, scale out with Linux servers, you know. So again, that's where the sort of the flexible orchestration comes in. The other difference is that you have full control over those VMs now. So before we had this different API, we've sort of gotten rid of that. A VM is a VM now. So when we scale out, you get full control over the NICs, full control over the disks. You want to back them up, snapshot them. Set up Azure Site Recovery, all those things work now. All the things in the standard VM ecosystem work because they're just regular old VMs.
So it sounds like, Jerry, when I hear you describe this, if I look at sort of the progression, right, go back over time, we started with these cloud service VMs, right, the original, where you had functionally yes, no visibility right. into it, right?
Yep, really
it
was
you pushed
a
your application.
A pass yeah. service.
And then we moved to IaaS, where you have single VMs that you can do things with, you know, and to your point, right, you can put them in AV sets and do some things, but you lose sort of the benefits of PaaS VMs, of the traditional cloud services. Then we add in scale sets. Scale sets has some of those capabilities back, but again, I lose the flexibility.
You've got some of the things like, you know, we will help you with patching and automatically updating your OS system, some, you know, some different ways you can control how you scale in and scale out. Right. You're right. So Azure sort of started with, you know, very much PaaS with the cloud services, broke it up into different IaaS services, and, you know, sort of trying to find, you know, basically just trying to find the right sweet spot and the balance that people are looking for. You know, quite frankly, people's workloads have changed too a lot. You know, like, you know, when Azure started, I think when I started working with Azure, there were, you know, I think 20 VM sizes, maybe 30. And we thought, you know, the thought of going to 50, we're like, oh my gosh, how are we going to handle all this complexity? Right now, I think, you know, north of, you know, certainly hundreds of kinds of VM SKUs today, multiple hundreds. So I think really, I look at this as just really taking all the learnings about how people want to use the cloud, where we think the cloud is going to go, and really trying to make skill sets the thing that people use in Azure when you want a group of VMs. Take away the you know, do I have to choose? Do I have to know exactly how Azure works? A VM is a VM. I can put a VM in a scale set. I can define a scaling profile and get hundreds of those VMs mapped the way that I like to. But when I need detailed control of it, you know, Azure can help me with, you know, availability. It can help me roll out updates across all those instances. It can help me scale and shrink based on demand. But when I need to take control of a particular instance or troubleshoot, I have that power as well.
Makes sense.
Jerry, I have two questions. One is kind of following up on what you just said, that a VM can be VM by itself or it can be in its scale set. What are some decision points where it would make more sense to go into the scale set route versus it being too much overhead for orchestration when you know how it would usually scale in or out? And then the other question is, when you do start scaling, how does the routing work now that you have, like, if, for instance, when you say, like, spot VMs, like, how do we account for those?
Excellent questions. Okay, so keep me honest. Make sure that I don't forget the questions. The first question was, when do I know that I need a scale set? When would I do a group? So excellent question. So right now, you have to do a little bit of calculus around, okay, what's my availability story like? You know, what's my application? Is it stateful? Is it stateless? And depending on all of those, you know, those answers would tell you, okay, maybe I should be on the scale set side or the AV set side. That's kind of what we have in the world today. We're just trying to really try to simplify that. So if you've got any kind of application where, you know, quite frankly, non-trivial, and I need it to be more, that is something that spans VMs, we think that the VMSS Flex is going to be the grouping structure that you need for that. So let's say, you know, I know that I'm doing this, you know, small website or application, it needs two VMs, three VMs, and I want to spread them across fault domains, you know, something very, you know, or I want to spread these things across zones. And I want to make sure that, you know, maintenance doesn't happen on each of those machines at the same time. So that's really when there's any kind of coordination between them, you want to have them in some group, because then Azure can help to make sure we maintain uptime of those, right? If you have VMs in a, you know, spread across fault domains right now, I think we have 9995 is our SLA. So I have multiple VMs across fault domains. If I have multiple VMs across zones, I think the SLA is 9999. So again, when you need to make sure you have that uptime, you want some grouping mechanism so Azure can help to coordinate those. And going forward, we think it's going to be easiest to put them in a skill set and flexible orchestration mode because it's going to meet all the demands you're going to need. We're part of the way there. We're in preview yet. We have big dreams, and there's a lot of things that you can do with it today. Basically, if you have anything that you're going to put in an availability set, I'd say it'd be great to check out the preview because basically we take you know, we can do all of those things. The second question was, how do you handle routing? It's very common to put VMs in a skill set behind a load balancer, particularly for those stateless kinds of workloads, right? So I'm spitting them out, and I want them all to be, when I scale out, put them in the backend pool of this load balancer or application gateway. We find that pretty common as well. But again, you know, it's totally going to depend on your workload. Some customers come to us that are like, you know, maybe you're, you know, a gaming company or something like that, and I want to stand up instances very quickly so that customers can connect to my server and start fragging some noobs. I'm using the term that the kids say, my teenagers say. So every bit of latency counts there, right? And so I don't want any packets to go through a load balancer if they don't have to. I want to stand up individual servers, put public IP addresses on them so that people can connect to them as quickly as possible. So again, coming back to that flexibility, we think that this is, you know, in the, you know, once upon a time, you had to really choose, okay, what's my workload like? Well, maybe I have to use this thing. We're trying to just really simplify it and say, hey, this is the thing. If you need a group of VMs, this is where you go.
And just to kind of follow up on what Cynthia was asking, she specifically mentioned Spot VMs, which is something that I've been working on recently as well. And so I'm just curious, so if you do have that, you know, mix of regular VMs and Spot VMs, and obviously Spot VMs, as we know, can get evicted at some point because of some conditions. Mm-hmm. How does that notification flow back to the application? Does the application need to specifically code for Spot VM notifications, or is that built into, you know, the health probe, the health check system that is built into the VMSS, for example?
Sure. Excellent question. So answers, it depends, right? It's IT. So the answer is always it depends. A couple ways you can get notified on that. But probably the easiest way is, you know, on in scale sets, you can put a health probe or define application health. And basically there's a process you can use to allow Azure to determine, is this a healthy node or not? A couple things can happen there. So if the Spot VM gets evicted, for example, you can mark that, you can listen for what we call terminate notifications, which is a notification that comes through the IMDS system that you can subscribe to and say, oh, this instance is about to go. Do whatever I need to do in order to, you know, sort of decommission that machine gracefully, whether it's, you know, sort of saving off some log files, or you can even tell Azure, hey, don't turn this thing off quite yet. Give me a couple more minutes. I need some time. And then, okay, I'm done. Now you can clean up this machine. So there's some options, there's some opportunities there. And certainly looking at different ways that we can try to even make that even easier.
Thank you. And the question I wanted to ask was, when I hear the word orchestration, right, I get a little heartburn sometimes because I'm thinking, oh, you maybe have to understand another language, some kind of markup language, or maybe even a new form of ARM templating, which, you never know. It's something new to learn. Is that, how does this going to manifest itself when it
excellent
comes
question.
To someone using
it's
this?
Excellent question. It's still a scale set. It's still a scale set product. And frankly, we just want it to be very similar to what you're doing with scale sets today. So the API, if I'm going to say I want to define my scale set template and scale out to, you know, 10 instances, 15 instances, that looks almost exactly like it does with scale sets today. Only difference is that you're going to define the orchestration mode on the scale set. What will happen then is that we will give you just 10 or 15 standard IaaS VMs. You'll see them in this, you know, standard virtual machine list right alongside all its NICs and disks, all those things. So the we try to make this, to your point, a fairly lightweight orchestrator over all these VMs, just trying to give you some additional conveniences. I want to go from 10 to 30. We'll scale we'll create all the NICs and disks and scale up for you. And now I want to dial it back down to 3. We'll remove all the NICs and remove all the disks and clean all that up for you and bring it back down. And scale sets has a number of orchestrations, you know, sort of to help you with that at scale management. Do I want to change the SKU across all of my instances, but do I want to roll it out slowly to make sure that I can, you know, make sure that's going okay and then roll it back? Do I want to update the operating system, you know, the version of Ubuntu, they updated a new version of it. Do I want to roll the update across all my instances? So we provide some orchestrations sort of natively. You declare which orchestrations you want, and we sort of take care of it for you from there. Hopefully there shouldn't be too much else to learn. Now at VMSS Flex, we're still in preview, so we don't have all the orchestrations yet, but we're adding more and more all the time.
I had a few questions. So one of them, first of all, like from a user experience standpoint, like is this like some new kind of thing in Azure, or is it like for instance, if I'm using the CLI or I'm using the portal, do I just like create a VMSS and this is like some new option, or is it like a whole new thing I have to
new option on? Yep, new option on scale sets. Again, we're trying to make it so there's not too many things to learn, and frankly, just an overall simplification, right? Like right now, you've got to go, okay, I want a VM, put it in AV set, or I have the scale set thing, and it does something totally different. So you can go to, and again, we're still in preview, so some of the portal bits are coming out. I'm excited. We're looking at some of the auto scaling bits. Hopefully, this is recorded in May. I'm not going to give any dates, but I'm going to do the Azure thing soon. It's coming soon, right? That's what we're told to say. But it should look the same. I can go to the portal, go to CLI, say create me a scale set. I'll choose the orchestration mode. But then most of the options are going to be the same. What image do I want to stamp out? What disk type do I want to use? How many NICs do I want to use? So you still define that template, and then we just stamp out for you. We're just going to stamp out the VMs. And because we're using the latest generation of our deployment technology, we're actually going to get those VMs to you much more quickly and much more reliably. And I'm happy to go into more details in that. But faster, more reliably is a short version there. The other side is on the VM side. You can go into the portal today and say create a VM and add it to a particular scale set. So you're like, again, I have this sort of pet that I want to definitely sort of put in manually. Those are things that you can do today. So trying not to add new concepts. At the end of the day, we're trying to remove concepts so that you can get going with Azure more quickly.
So, and take that last case you just mentioned there. So let's say I have an existing VM scale set running in this mode, and then I go in and I add one of my pets. I add a pet to there. If it like scales down, it won't like kill my pet, will it?
It's gonna kill your dog, Kale.
Yep. One of the concepts we have in scale sets, one of those orchestrations, is what something we call instance protection, which is basically don't mess with this VM. I like this one exactly how it is. Don't scale it in or don't delete it. That's one of the orchestrations that will be coming in a future release. Right now, actually, if you go to the preview that it launched at Ignite, looks much more like that availability set. It was sort of starting slow. So I have to create an empty flex. I can put those VMs into it manually like I do with an availability set. But I can have up to 1,000 of those, and I can specify the fault domain that I want to go to if I care. I can do that. Otherwise, Azure will put it, sort of keep balance. When we go to the scale out mode, we'll scale out and in VMs that look like the VM profile. And then later on, you'll be able to have those explicit, nope, I like this one exactly like it is, don't touch it.
So I was going to ask, and I think you answered my question, but it sort of blew my mind with the answer. I was going to ask is, do I replace some of my IaaS VMs with VMSS Flex options?
That's really it. They are IaaS
VMs. Yeah, and I think the answer is, absolutely, because if I put it in the VMSS now, I get some of the VMSS benefits, patching, the like, without losing the benefits of my, having my IaaS VM. So it almost becomes again, you guys are a little ways away in terms of features and feature parity, but conceptually you're moving to a world where everything's going to be in a VM scale set. It's just going to be, do I use all the scale set features for any one VM, or am I just using some of them? But I can sort of change my mind over time if I choose as well, because it's already there.
You very succinctly given the talk for me. That's exactly it, right? That's exactly
it. As someone who was here when cloud services came out, that feels just so incredibly flexible compared to where we were and then where we got to now. So that's cool.
And we try to have some of those orchestrations there because, you know, obviously with great power comes great responsibility. So there, we're trying to make it so it's, you know, very straightforward to do the simple things. You know, I have one VM, you know, that I sort of started with as a dev test, and I want to sort of graduate that to a you know, to a more of a production system. Well, I should just be able to attach it to a scale set, give it a scale, that scale set a profile, and scale out that one. I just know that I need three VMs, but I want them spread across zones. Or, you know, maybe I've got, you know, nine VMs or something like that. Spread a few VMs across zones to give me that resiliency. We make that very easy to do too. So I think that, you know, as we go forward, we can certainly provide some good recommendations on, you know, some of those basic configurations. You know, if you're doing an open source database, if you're doing, you know, a Cassandra cluster, here's sort of like the turnkey way to do that. Are you doing a website? Here's an easy way, you know, to do that. But everybody's workload is special. Everyone's workload is unique. So we're trying to make it, you know, again, just possible to be able to take all those edge cases.
And I know we're kind of wrapping up over here, Jerry, but I just wanted to ask you, like, when the orchestrator does all its work, where does it publish what it's doing, right? Like, because, you know, customers want to know, hey, what did it do? Why did I just come from, you know, 5 nodes to 20 nodes or whatever?
Sure.
Is that something that's recorded in the activity log, or is there some other place where such things are recorded?
Excellent question. Yep. So scaling is a great example. You can define, you know, scaling rules. When the aggregate CPU is more than 90% for 5 minutes, you know, start adding VMs. And when it's under 25%, remove. So you can define those rules. The scaling system provides logs for that. And so you can look those up, and you can read those off. So same with, like, you know, some of the other orchestrations that we have with skills as well. There are ways to find out, yeah, what happened, why did it happen, what was the rule that triggered it.
Awesome. Well, Jerry, I really appreciate you sharing all this information with us. You answered all of our questions today. It's amazing.
Yeah, sure. For folks that are listening, if I can just give a plug, please go to the scale set site if you're interested in this, particularly. Yeah, go and go to the site. You can register a subscription for the preview, you know, sort of like enable the feature on your subscriptions. It's still in preview, so you've got to go through the enabling process. But definitely invite you to take a look and provide feedback, you know, through whatever forum, whatever context you've got. I can put my Twitter account somewhere so you can reach out to me. Please, I'd love to get your feedback.
Yeah, and if you can send us a link or something, we can drop that into the show notes along with the recording so they can get to that quickly. But thank you again, Jerry, and we'll look forward to this going into production sometime soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you have any thoughts, questions, or just want to connect, find us on Twitter at Azure Podcast. Background music has been taken from ccmixer.org. Under the Creative Commons license. We hope you'll tune in again soon to keep learning with us.